Rusty Quill presents.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
All mimes are wizards, but not all wizards are mimes. Welcome back, faithful listeners. Yes, it's still your temporary host, Sam Enfield here, and this is the Spirit Box Radio Advice and Community segment. Houses wherein men have lived and died are haunted houses. Through the open doors, the harmless phantoms on their errands glide, with feet that make no sound upon the floors. But, of course, not all ghosts are so considerate, and some of them really stomp around, and they can even leave a mess behind. Which is why I'm pleased to tell you that this week's edition of the Spirit Box Radio Advice and Community segment is sponsored by Stickler & Stickler, ablutionary specialists. They're here to take care of all your cleansing requirements, both physical and spiritual. I'm excited to be working with Stickler & Stickler today. It's my first sponsored episode. How exciting! Of course, it wasn't clear if they realised if Madame Marie was gone. I'm not sure they actually even listened to the show. They kept calling us Sandwich Box Radio. How funny! I can see why they got on with Madame Marie so well. Useful, given how much she has used their evolutionary services. Roxy from Penzance says she has an excellent experience with Stickler & Stickler following a period of hauntings in her home, which left large muddy footprints all across the walls and ceilings. Roxy said, "After the exorcism, I tried everything from baking soda to holy water to get the stains out. I even painted over them, but they just kept bleeding through. I called Stickler & Stickler and they came around within a week and treated the whole house. The footprints and lingering sense of dread has gone and been replaced with a minty freshness and a sense of tranquility that's honestly the best I've ever experienced. Even better than in houses where I've experienced no paranormal activity at all." Shining endorsements from Roxy and Penzance there. In the spirit, not the sandwich, of ablution, I've been through some unanswered correspondences with you, faithful listeners, regarding cleaning up in all varieties of different ways and forms. First, I'd like to address the outpouring of support I've been receiving over the past few weeks. I'm extremely pleased you like my tarot reading, and thank you to regular listener Beth for the pro tips. They've been really helpful. I'm also really grateful for the kind words you've offered regarding my hosting of the show. I'm so glad it's not been too much of a letdown to hear me instead of Madame Marie. It's a relief, to be honest. I have such respect and admiration for Madame Marie, as she well knows, and I can't wait for her return, but it has been so fun to host the show in her absence. I hope she'll let me return to do some hosting alongside her when she gets back from wherever she's gone to. Still no news on that front, by the way. And of course, I'm certain she'll be back very soon. Imminently, I'm sure of it. Everything is fine, though. It will be fine. I'm sure she's absolutely fine. Now, the topic at hand. From these unanswered correspondences, it seems like a lot of you are after general tips and pointers for how to keep your home footloose and fairy-free during the winter months. Spring cleaning is a term we're all very familiar with, but it's just as important to keep your spaces spick and span throughout the rest of the year, especially during these long winter months. Stickler and Stickler have sent me their handy winter cleaning pamphlet, which has loads of helpful tips and pointers. The first one is that now the nights have truly drawn in here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's a good time to start yodeling to cleanse your emotional palate. Leaving crystals out during these long nights can help you manifest a more central and powerful space within your home for casting spells, but you'll want to watch for any bad vibes you're putting out. If you're stressed about who you can and can't see over the festive period, it's probably a good idea to keep that away from the crystals if at all possible. It's very cruel to argue in front of them and you'll only upset them. It's not fair. They don't understand and it's not their fault, is it? Especially the quartz. What's quartz ever done to you? Stickler and Stickler also suggest that sprinkling salt around your doors and windows will stop bad spirits from coming into your home. This is a simple and effective method, and any old table salt will do. It doesn't have to be fancy. The pamphlet does warn that salt lines are absolute terms and they don't do nuance, so make sure that you only buy the good vodka if you're going to try and bring it over the lines. One of the easiest spiritual cleansing tools is a clump of sage. Simply buy a bundle from your local greengrocer's, apothecary or arcanist shop and light with a match, lighter or open flame. If you walk around your house wafting it about, this will clear your home of nasty spirits and general ill intent. Just make sure you stay away from smoke detectors and any family urns. Sage is, of course, also a core tenet of the Christmas or Yule feast, being a key component of stuffing. This is, of course, to make sure that the entire meal has as good a vibe as possible. It might be wise to add a little extra sage if that uncle is coming to your Christmas dinner this year. Another plant which gets a lot of attention this time of year is the fir tree. I love an excuse to drag a tree wholesale into the living room and cover it with glass and bone decorations. It's such a delight. A highlight of every winter was cutting the tree free of the ropes looped around it for transportation and letting its spiny branches hang out in their evergreen glory. Whilst fir trees are very beautiful and can help ward off bad spirits when treated correctly, always make sure your tree has not been marked with any curses or mould spots before you bring it inside. If there's a particular tree you've fallen in love with but it's been committed to the will of something less than savoury, filing off any sigils will usually do the job of getting rid of any unwanted spirits. Fir trees are incredibly hardy things and can usually make a really good comeback after they've been possessed. Just ask the guy who had a fir tree growing in his lung. Hysterical! Definitely the best sense of humour of all the non-deciduous trees. Not great in a crisis, though. There are loads more fabulous tips for cleaning and cleansing your home from Stickler & Stickler Ablutionary Specialists, and you can read them for yourself in their great Winter Wonderland Cleansing Pamphlet. To get a copy of your very own, simply whisper your intent into the void in the dead of night and one will arrive within 3 to 4 working days. Pamphlets cost £3 each and will be charged in loose change from down the back of your sofa at the most inconvenient moment. It's been a busy week on the Spirit Box Radio message boards as more people have been trying to contact their dead loved ones in the lead up to the holidays. It's been great to see people using the boards properly to avoid doubling up on their communing attempts, and it seems like loads of people have been able to get through to their relatives, which is wonderful news. I must remind you, however, faithful listeners, that the Spirit Box Radio channel should only be used to contact inane or mundane spirits, like dead people you knew or presences in your home, and should never be used in an attempt to contact beings of a truly arcane nature. Spirit Box Radio will not be held responsible for any possessions, property damage or death which may occur as a result of this. Board user CovenBabe666, please stop trying to organise a group seance using our service and message boards. Thank you. It's been a quiet week for the PO Box. We've had several requests for tarot readings, but they've all been about the forthcoming new year and I think it's a bit too far in advance to do those yet. Otherwise, we have received a thank you letter from regular faithful listener Beth, who successfully used our service to cheat on her maths A-level resit. Congratulations, Beth! We've also had several telegrams this week, most of them being quite inane communications. Several asking me to turn off a radio in the office, but like I say, there is no office in the recording studio and there is no actual radio set in the studio itself. Though we do broadcast from in here, of course. Whoever is sending these telegrams, please stop. It was quite funny once or twice, but 47 is really getting too many. Speaking of excess, does anybody else keep a dream diary? Madame Marie told me it was a great way to keep a clear head. Writing out your dreams as soon as you wake up can help declutter your head and allow you to move on with your day. This advice was particularly helpful to me, as for as long as I can remember, I've suffered from terrible nightmares. This week, I actually had a nightmare I've not had for years. It's a pretty strange one, really. It's about what I can only describe as the Rose Room. It has rose wallpaper, rose curtains, rose bed sheets, little teacups with roses on the side, a rug printed with roses, and the smell. A thick, heavy smell. The smell of a grandmother's neck. Old face powder that's not quite white, not quite pink. And it smells of cloying, saccharine imitation of rose. In the dream, my head was filled with the smell, mingling with the stink of my skin. Pinks bled from the wallpaper, smattering onto my arms. Petals and blooms spread themselves against my chest. The thorns scratched their way down my throat, clawing at my stomach, puncturing my guts. The leaves scraped against my eyes, sucking out all the moisture, rustling and crunching at the corners, leaving a trail of musty green dust. The more I fought, the more tightly the thorn vines dug into my flesh. When I woke up, my arms were covered in scratches. Isn't that funny? No, I've never been a fan of floral wallpaper. I do love actual flowers, though, which reminds me, I must give my thanks again to Oliver from the Hatfield Kaposh for the beautiful bouquet you sent. Although, from the card tied to the stem of one of the roses, I think there has been a little bit of information lost in translation. I'm not taking over from Madame Marie as the host of the Advice and Community segment. I am just stepping in. Temporarily. Until she's back. Which I'm sure she will be. As you seem to know Madame Marie, Mr. Oliver, if you have any information about her whereabouts, once again, I implore you to get in touch. Send an email, write to us, even send another bouquet if that's the only way you feel comfortable communicating with us. I don't mean to sound ungrateful, I truly do appreciate the bouquet, although I'm not entirely sure what some of the more unusual blooms you've included in it are. I would love if you could include descriptions of them next time, assuming there is a next time, that is. Not that there would be. There's no reason there should be. It would be lovely if there was, though. In fact, I would order a bouquet and pay for it myself, only I couldn't seem to find any Hatfield Kaposh online locally, and whilst the name is printed on your cards, there is no address. So if you'd like to get in touch, Mr. Oliver, I would love to order more flowers from you. I've put the new bouquet next to my bed, but it would be really nice to have one in the entrance hall and the kitchen as well. I love fresh flowers. For a while, I actually tried to keep houseplants, but I've never had much luck with them. They do perfectly well for a week or so, and then they just sort of shrivel up and crumble into dust when I touch them. I always follow the instructions on the tags to the letter, but it never goes very well for me. I don't know why. It was the same with my poor hamster. Poor Bernard. Oh well. What on earth? Faithful listeners, there is a phone in the recording studio. It's on a small round table pushed up against the wall. It's covered in dust. It's one of those old-timey looking phones with a circular dial on the front and a receiver attached by a spiraling cord. The cord in particular is very grimy. I think I can reach it from the desk. It's like, sticky, like honey, but on my fingers it's sort of a rust red and it smells like, sort of musty, almost damp, you know? Like an old bedroom that's been sealed shut for a really long time or something. Faithful listeners, the phone in the studio is ringing. the phone in the studio that I'm sure was not here just moments ago is ringing. I don't know what to do. Should I answer? Perhaps not, and yet. Oh, I'm just going to do it. Hello?
Sam, what the hell are you doing?
I'm on the air.
Well, I know that, don't I? I'm listening to you right now.
You are? How do I sound? Am I doing okay?
No, you bloody well aren't. What the hell are you gone down into the studio for? You know you're not supposed to be down there.
Well, now, it's more like...
No, stop it. I'm not bloody Kitty. I will not listen to your excuses, Sam. You know you're not supposed to go down into the recording studio. It's for your own safety, Sam.
What does that even mean, Anna?
Well, I don't know, do I? Something, though. It means something.
Come now, Anna. You don't believe in any of this superstitious stuff.
No. I don't believe in ghosties, I don't believe in ghoulies, and I don't believe in things that go bump in the night, but I certainly believe in knowing what's good for you and what isn't. And you need to stay away from this stuff, Sam. Don't you know what happened last time?
Last time? I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're impossible. Did you know that? I swear to God, when Em shows up, I'm going to tear her a new one for leaving you in charge.
Well...
You mean she didn't even give you permission to do this? Sam, are you completely off your rocker? Do you have any idea the risk you're putting yourself in, sealing yourself up underground like that and meddling with stuff when you've got no idea?
She did leave me instructions.
You know full well that's not what I meant.
Well, what are you going to do? Show up here and pull the microphone out of my hand?
If you won't see sense.
Well, good luck to you. I locked the door before I came downstairs.
I can pick locks.
Ooh, but isn't that illegal? That's not very lawyerly of you. What will your fancy lawyer fiancé think about that?
He'll think exactly what I tell him to. I'd rather continue this conversation not on the air, if you don't mind.
Actually, I do.
Sam.
No, the faithful listeners have a right to... Anna? Anna? Hey, if you're still listening, you better not be on your way over here, Anna. Ugh. Even if she is on her way, faithful listeners, we're actually almost at the end of today's segment. Anyway, sod Anna. Stickler and Stickler have left me with a final message about cleaning to wrap up this very special sponsored episode of the show. So I'll run that through now, just in case she does decide to show up. Remember to and really get into the corners of the... Otherwise, you'll never be sure if you really got out... can leave a really nasty stain. So just make sure if you're going to... do it outside or on a tarpaulin. Thank you so much for tuning in, faithful listeners, and a huge thank you to our sponsors, Stickler and Stickler, for supporting the show. To get in touch with Stickler and Stickler, simply... onto a swatch of cloth, or alternatively, into a... and they'll be with you in a jiffy. And that's all for tonight, folks. I've been your temporary host, Sam Enfield. This is Spirit Box Radio's advice and community segment. Thank you for listening and good night. Spirit Box Radio is distributed by Hanging Sloth Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 international license. The show was created, directed, and produced by me, Ada Major, the voice of Sam Enfield. Alex Pilar Richardson is the voice of Anna. Find out more at hangingslothstudios.wordpress.com, where you'll also find transcripts of all of our episodes. Support the show at patreon.com/hangingslothstudios. Spirit Box Radio is recorded in front of a dead studio audience.
Spooky.